Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Zeity Zeit Trend Balloons. Johnny Davis, thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you. I'm Jack O'Brien. That's Miles Gray.
Yeah, I just remember I didn't know that melody was from that song because one of my first interactions was that one. I think it was John Forte, you know, Wyclef's cousin. And yeah. It was like, me and my crew did a little tour show. Flip the dough with the money we got. Block, stay hot, can rock the song. So one by one, we were gone. And then things like, flash the message, something's out there. And that was like, I was like, oh, this shit go. And then my dad or somebody was like, are you listening to 99 Lift Bull? I'm like, what are you talking about? This is Wyclef's cousin, John Forte.
Wait, is that on the carnival? What is that on?
No, I think it's actually a John Forte track that was like featuring Wyclef. You know, like back when like an artist was so popping, like he could just sort of secondarily like launch a career. That was like the song was called Flash the Message. 99 Flash the Message featuring Wyclef Jean.
99 Flash the Message, John Forte.
There you go.
Watch your anyway, lady.
Just start off a little bit of hip hop from yesterdecades.
Hip hop marginalia. Lori Loughlin's trending.
Aunt Becky.
What's up, Aunt Becky? What's she doing?
Oh,
what's she up to?
She's doing two pennies. you know, she got her sentence, man. My Woo. Girl going in for two pennies. She will be going to prison for 2 months. She made a deal, and that's about it.
Is Massimo going to prison for 2 months?
Dude, he got a 5 month stretch.
Damn.
So he's doing five pennies.
You think it'll be gem pop for him? You think he'll just be right in there?
Dude, they're going to some fucking place where I'm like, that's a jail? I thought that was like the bad country club in town. Like, no, that's a prison for white collar crime. So yeah, I don't know. I mean,
we'll be getting beat up with lunch trays and shanked with sherbet
oddly
toothpicks.
Not. I think the whole thing, I mean, we were just, as we were like following this whole story, it was always like, this will never amount to the kind of justice that, you know, comparatively where we've seen other parents lie to try and get the best for their children doing, you know, and if they're people of color, God forbid, those sentences be light. You know, it looks like, again, you people with a little bit of money doing a little 2 months for that. It is what it is.
That is the... Not the Irishman was weirdly on point with that being the catchphrase from that movie.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. And then the president said it about hundreds of thousands of Americans dying.
It is what it's.
It's what it's.
Oh.
Golden State Killers trending.
Yeah.
Just racing up the charts. This time... He got a little bit more time than Lori Loughlin. He got 26 life terms.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, there was earlier this week, a lot of the survivors had a chance to address him. And it was, yeah, I mean, if you've seen I'll Be Gone in the Dark on HBO Max or whatever it is now, it's just so wild how like the end of that show is like lining up perfectly with now the case like fully being resolved.
That's wild. Yeah, and I feel like there's also a ambient victims of his crimes, because he is the criminal I think of when like I hear a sound in my house like at night, or just like the things he did are so like that terrifying, like literally the fact that he would just hide out in people's houses, come at them when they were asleep, tie up the husband, attack.
And like pre-set the crime scene before with things he'll need. It's just,
good riddance to good trash or whatever that saying is.
Shitty murderers.
Tory Lanez is trending.
Yeah. Cause he shot Megan Thee Stallion, as most people suspected. But she didn't say a lot for a long time. And, you know, now because so many people have been smearing her, she had an IG live and she was basically saying like, yeah, this man shot me. And his publicist and his team have just gone out there lying about what happened and trying to drag me through the mud. And they've forced my hand. And now it's really the backlash that's so disturbing, which is just the amount of, especially black men on Twitter who are trying to drag Megan Thee Stallion, saying she's like snitching or whatever they're trying to do to dismiss the fact that Tory Lanez shot her. So this is a whole,
I mean, like, not that there's, but like, was it, he shot her on purpose? Like actively like shot her?
I mean, the way she says is like, you shot me, you know, you shot me. Like he shot her. Yeah, like there have been allegations of abuse from him in the past. So
Jesus Christ,
it's just super fucked up. And you know, initially, like she was very mum about it, and it was a thing that most people were like, "This doesn't make sense." And I think most people were like, "It had to have been Tory Lanez," but she didn't say anything. And then she explains how she, when the police were there, she was mum about it because she didn't want to put him at risk, knowing whatever the police could do. Said this man just shot me, did this, that, and the other. And so she was trying to protect him, and which is even like another layer of tragedy on top of this, aside from just not believing this black woman and trying to just, you know, spin some counter narrative where, you know, Tory Lanez is somehow the victim of a snitch. And it's just weird. You're having like OGs who are like, you know, like Twitter, Instagram people who are like OGs saying like, first of all, like, this idea of the snitching doesn't apply to Meg. She's not a street person. She's a civilian. She's not a gangster or something. So stop with this. Like, she was a victim, and that's what she's doing. She's advocating for herself. So
she went out of her way to protect him.
Yeah.
Like in the first place. And then like, there's literally no scenario in which.
And like what's, and you know, she's saying like, okay, come, you know, Tori, say something. Like, how are you going to explain that? You know, what are you going to say? And so it's just another very disheartening story, and watching it kind of come full circle-ish. I mean, we'll see how this resolves, but it's been like this, you know, thing that's been simmering for the last few weeks since she was, you know, shot.
Yeah. The Villages are trending. This is the sequel to the M. Night Shyamalan movie. This time there's multiple villages.
It's actually the prequel, I think, to The Village. about these people who congregate in this
directed by James
Sumter
Cameron.
County, Florida, Yeah, where, you know, it's this age-restricted, you know, like, senior citizen community where many people have written how, like, you know, just how conservative it is, how horny the older people are that live in the villages are. And there was a video.
Neither of those things.
Yeah, there was a video, like, one of the last times it showed up in a clip was because there was a Trump supporter in the villages, like, talking, saying some white power shit, you know. Redundant to say Trump supporter saying white power.
But he literally said it on
camera. Yeah, yes. And that was like a whole thing. And Trump's like, I didn't hear that part. So conveniently.
Oh, right. He retweeted it.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like this whole thing. So
this
it's
is
trending
a
now.
New episode of Jack Remembers a News Story that Miles tells him about. Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So this Trump guy. So the villages, you know, there was a like sort of Biden support rally with the residents on their golf carts. And it was a couple golf carts. It wasn't like massive. I was like, oh, wow, it's going off. But the reason it's trending is because the villages are so conservative. But it's like also been this very strained example of like America, where even within the villages, you have like progressive seniors and conservative seniors just not getting along. And yeah, so some people are like seeing that video and blowing it out of proportion in one direction or the other, being like, oh, look, the villages are going for Trump, or saying like, this isn't that many people. So either way, that's the hot button issue, because that very specific community has always gotten a lot of attention, especially in the Trump era.
Mm. Shout out to the Lakers. Your squad looked great last night.
Thank God.
I needed that.
Thank God. Needed that.
I needed,
you know,
one of the teams that I'm pulling for to actually perform well in the playoffs.
I can't let my Arsenal supporter nihilism interfere with my Laker like enthusiasm, because I was like, oh, see, it's just not the year. It's just not the year. And then also, like, a good friend of mine, shout out to Selassie, he was saying, you know, look, like, when the rim got messed up by Dwight Howard in game one, there was like, we had a lot of trouble scoring before it was actually fixed. And he's like, so there's little things like that could have helped. Now we have AD coming back, shooting big, playing big. It's just, things are coming together.
AD balled out.
Yeah.
He looked great. And the whole team, just everybody was shooting above average.
Did their part. Yeah.
Except for LeBron, who, you know, just he is just a robot of making the right choice. Like,
yeah,
a computer who always puts the ball exactly in the best position it needs to be in at the exact right time.
Except for some of his perimeter shooting, you know, I was a little disappointed. There are times when I'm like, yes, LeBron, dagger that. And it's like, ugh. But,
yeah,
you know, that's the whole thing.
Been bad so far, but
he's got a magnetic pull, and that helps create some spaces.
Yes, yes. And yeah, we'll see. Hopefully this weekend they continue to kind of push on. And
just if anyone for you, Jack, because we don't want this to be painful. You know what I mean?
Can't be all pain. I need some joy to offset the pain.
All right, I'll come drop by your Lakers jersey tonight, so you can rock it with pride.
Yeah, yeah. All right, guys, that's gonna do it for the week. We hope you guys are staying safe out there. Be kind to yourselves. Be kind to each other. Stay home. Wear masks. Wash your fucking hands. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will be back on Monday with a whole ass episode of our show. Until then,
bye.
Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get.
But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.